in this radio ministry a big vision. It was this big vision that inspired almost three decades of building a solid foundation for broadcasting the gospel. The power of this godly vision still moves us to give you the best in Christian teaching and music every day of the year. You are a part of this vision because WCNO is a listener-supported broadcast ministry. You may have already received a letter announcing our fall prayer and share fundraising broadcast beginning Monday, October 21st. Your prompt response to this appeal will be greatly appreciated. And during the days of prayer and share, tune in to 89.9 FM and listen to God's ongoing vision for this ministry, what He is building on that solid foundation. Thank you.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Or out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Or even guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it, your heart, flow your issues of your life. And so we've been looking at that and we've discovered what the heart is. We've seen that it's the subconscious mind. That means it's sub, it's underneath like a submarine. You're not even consciously aware of what's in your subconscious. And so we want to pick it up because I had so many problems and I didn't understand why. And so it gave me understanding as to what Paul wrote, and he said the things I wish to do that I don't do and the things I don't want to do that I do. And so I started to get an understanding, and God started showing me how to change these things in my life, and my life changed for the better. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday and continue right now.
My belief was, I'm not going to be wealthy. I don't deserve money. It's not God's will for me to have money. And somehow, as a man thinks in his heart, that's what he's going to live. And I lived like that all my life until I started getting hold of the Word of God. And I said, hey, I don't have to be sick. Because he said, by the stripes on my back, you're healed. And I kept thinking, well, then why am I sick? I get flu four times a year. And I was proud of it. And I would proclaim and declare and prophesy, when flu comes around, I'll be the first to get it. That's stupid gone to seed. I'm not joking. Think about what we've done. And we're programmed this way. And I used to think that, well, someday I'm going to have to die, so what will I die from? I'll have some sickness. And people believe that today. Well, if I don't get sick, how am I going to die? Just do it like Abraham and Joseph. Pull your beds up, your legs up in the bed, pray for your children, bless them, and say, ciao. But we've been brought up with all this stuff, and it's in your subconscious mind. You're not even aware it's there, but you see the results of it. As the man thinks in his heart, out of the abundance of his heart, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of your heart flows your life. Now, it cannot be my spirit, man, cannot be my heart, like I was taught, because the Bible says, when you get saved, you and Jesus Christ, your spirits become one. Amen. Right? Is that what it says? Your spirit becomes one spirit with God. So how can sickness be coming from my spirit where God resides? How can poverty be coming from there? How can addictions be coming from that spirit, man? That cannot be my heart. It's impossible to be my heart because God is in that place. He says, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You want to tell me that God's living in a cranky place full of sickness? No, he's not. And I didn't know this stuff. And I was sick and I was broke all my life and proud of it. Confessing it, declaring it, prophesying it, decreeing it. And the Bible says in Job 28, and you shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. And then you say to your children, well, not you, but some people said to you, maybe some of your parents, you're never going to make it in life. Come on. You're going to grow up to be just like your dad, just like your brothers. You'll be in jail too. And we're making prophetic declarations that are going into somebody who's that young, who doesn't know to say, no, don't say that, because it's going to get in you and I don't know what to do with that. When you're that young, you know nothing. You know absolutely nothing. Am I right? Come on, this is church. You're not talking about Jesus. I am. This is what Jesus is telling us. He wants victorious Christians not beat up by what's going on by the devil. So the unbelief that is contaminating my faith is coming out of that subconscious mind. How many of you are on the verge of something great and dropped every time? How many of you battle with the same thing year in and year out? Why? What is that? I mean, really think, what causes that? Anger. My God, a person gets angry. Now, I know there's something that triggers it, but what is the cause of that being triggered into anger? Something's happened. Something's in your subconscious. But the good news is we can get rid of this and turn it around. Are you with me? Amen. We can turn it around. With the help of God, we can turn it around. I want to read you an article I read from the Master of Science. It's a Master of Science article. Listen to this. Emotions come from the subconscious mind. Fear is an emotion. Right? Fear is an emotion. Joy is an emotion. But this is written by these scientists that are these genius guys and women. Emotions come from the subconscious mind. In order to understand the concept of the conscious subconscious mind, just consider it the part of your brain that manages all the things that you are not conscious of. It manages all the things that you're not conscious of. And I want you to know this now. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between right and wrong, good and evil. Your conscious does. But your subconscious, what is in there, it thinks is what you're after. So if you got sickness belief in there, it's going to look for sickness. If you got broke in there, it's going to look for broke. Have you ever wondered why a guy like Donald Trump, who gets, and I'm not talking about the president now, but the fact that he's there too, he's got something pretty good going on in his life. He was bankrupt to the tune of $2 billion, and he came out of it, and he's a billionaire again. How does that work? I guarantee you, I've worked as hard as he has. I've taken as many chances as he has. But I believe that it was instilled into him, this belongs to you, you got to do it, you can do it, you get in the education, you got it. Amen. I believe the difference was me being told, oh, you'll always be sick, don't go out like that, you'll catch your death of cold. Stop saying that to your children. Yeah. Come on. Hello, money doesn't grow on trees. It does. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on, money doesn't grow on trees. What do you think I am? Were you born in a stable? No, Jesus was, not me. And all this stuff, and it just catches, and it's like claws, and the devil knows who to send and how to say it. Amen. Come on, girls and boys being abused from a young age, sexually, mentally. That gets in there. That's tough stuff, man. True. Amen. Thank God we've got people that know. Now watch this. While reading this article, your heart is beating and you're breathing, but you're not consciously doing these things because your subconscious mind is taking care of the process. How many of you think, I better breathe? Any of you thinking that? No, you're not. Your subconscious kicks in and starts the process for you. And we're going to look at that in a minute too. That's why you might suddenly experience an emotion that you weren't expecting. You only become conscious of an emotion after the subconscious mind induces it. Now watch out. The subconscious mind. Think of the subconscious mind as the storage room of everything that is currently not in your conscious mind. Every picture you've ever seen. Every word that's been spoken, that had some kind of an effect in your life. It's all stored in your subconscious mind, and you're not aware of what's stored in there. Come on, it's like a biology lesson today. I'll get into some Jesus, and we love him in a minute, okay? Because we do. And he's showing us this, okay? So every situation, your skills, your beliefs, your memories, your life's experiences, your situations you've been through, and all images you've ever seen are stored in your subconscious. Now, the best way to understand the subconscious mind is to look at the example of the person who wants to learn how to drive a car. At the beginning, now think about when you start driving a car. My daughter and Canaan, he's 16, 17 now. He got his car, but I took him. I was training him to drive, right, for his learners. And we were in the car, and I talked to him. I'd say, Canaan, look at me. He'd go like this, like that. I'm not joking. I videoed it. I actually got videos of him learning to drive. It was my first kid, and, you know, it's exciting. And then I'd say, turn the radio. No, 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 I'm concentrating. I'd say, well, I'll put it on, it'll calm your nerves. Just listen to some Christian music. Remember, there he's sitting. Am I right? He couldn't do anything but focus on the road and concentrate. Right? What's going on? Now, Canaan drives his car. He gets in. He's got the ear pads, iPads, nose pads, you name the pads. He's got them all going on. He's tuning the thing while he's driving, and he's talking to me as he's backing up. Okay, Dad, what happened? What happened? The subconscious now, he doesn't need to think. Amen. It comes naturally. It becomes an involuntary process that just takes over, right? But now people are smoking. They're changing the thing. They're texting, which they shouldn't be doing. They're GPSing. They're listening. No more like on the road. Remember those days? Your subconscious mind takes over for you there. All right. So now. They say in this article, this happened because the driving habit has been transferred to his subconscious mind, and so the conscious mind becomes free. This allows him to use it to talk in his cell phone or whatever else. These are articles from these journals. Now watch here. Programming the subconscious mind via a trusted source, and I hope I'm going to get there because I've got so much to say. Is there someone you know that you trust a lot? Now, I've mentioned something. I'll tell you about that in a sec. Is there someone you believe that he knows much more than you? That person doesn't necessarily need to know more than you in all of life's fields, but one field is more than enough to let you consider him a trusted source. So if there's somebody, an expert in an area, and you're not, you trust him in that area. Amen? That's why I said, the devil will sell you 10 truths to sell you one lie. And you could be sitting in a church, watching it on TV, reading a book, listening to someone speak. And they can be telling you, well, God heals today. They can be telling you that God will supply you every need. And you, yeah, I agree. And they'll tell you 10 truths. God's your protector. His name is El Shaddai and Jehovah Jireh. He'll tell you all those things. And you're like just sitting there, yeah. And now your trust factor's there. And you open up and he says, but... And they sell a lie. The Holy Spirit is of the devil. Tongues or something. And that gets in. When you trust somebody, you open up to that person in that area. Amen? And that's how people start programming your mind, your subconscious today, is from trusted people. Can you say amen? Amen. Do you see that? Watch here. He says here. What you might not be aware of is that most of what that person says goes directly to your subconscious without any filtration. Because you trust him. It's going straight in, right? It's like you're hypnotized. His words and ideas can program your subconscious mind and affect your life greatly. Watch what he says here. Of course, if you're a believer, I found one that's a believer. Of course, if you're a believer, then there is no one that you can possibly trust more than God. Based on that fact, when you read your religion's holy book, ours is the Bible, okay? The information in it will go directly to your subconscious mind, programming, and turn to solid beliefs. But what if you don't feel that those ideas reached your subconscious despite having understood them very well? This is what they said, not me, right? But I'm agreeing. Unfortunately, that probably means that you don't trust the source 100%. I know God's going to get me the money, but just in case.